Now it's time for the Southern Cross with Kendall Hutt.
It is indeed time for the Southern Cross with Kendall Hutt, and we're also joined by Julie here today. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good, thank you.
Good, good. And you two have both got back just this week?
Friday
from the Bearing Witness Climate Change Project in Fiji. So I guess just to start, how did that come about?
So the Bearing Witness Project entered its second year this year, and it's a collaborative venture between the Pacific Media Centre, where we're both from, the Te Ara Motuenga, which is a documentary research collective. They've just joined on this year, and old time partners, the University of the South Pacific's Pacific Centre for Sustainable Environment Development, and also their regional journalism program.
Great, and so that was for 2 weeks?
2 weeks, yep.
So basically, what did you get up to while you were there?
We did a lot of stuff. Like, we interviewed a lot of students about their perceptions of climate change, mm-hmm. and they had really interesting perspectives because they live with climate change and they live with the impacts of it. So we got some really interesting info from them. And we also went to a village, which was quite remote, which is having to be relocated due to the impacts of climate change as well.
Oh, so it's really like the effects of it are right there.
Yeah,
right,
the yeah. Pacific is on the forefront of climate change, and we really bore witness to that while we were in Fiji. And it was very, I would say, humbling experience to listen to everyone's stories, because they're living with it every day, whereas in New Zealand, the word climate change doesn't have as much ring to it here as it does for the people in the Pacific.
Yeah, because I guess like we've heard of Tuvalu and Kiribati that are sinking, mm-hmm. but I didn't really realise that in a big country like Fiji, it's actually still being impacted.
Yeah, absolutely. So would you say that kind of Kiribati, Fiji, they're the main places where it's happening even within the Pacific?
We heard from some Pacific journalists that Tuvalu mm-hmm. Is heavily impacted by climate change. They are sinking, and because of the salination of their food crops, they're more reliant on imported foods, and this is sort of affecting their diets. They have more people with diabetes, we were told by one of the students, Semi. And we also heard about climate change in Vanuatu, where because of climate change relocations, they're losing their smaller languages, and they have over 100. And the bigger languages that everyone speaks, they're taking over, because no one can really speak these smaller languages anymore. So it's something that doesn't just affect the environment, it also affects people.
Yeah, just like very tangible effects on culture and heritage as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you mentioned that Semi was talking about diabetes as like one of those very tangible effects. What were some of the other kids saying as well?
Specifically for Fiji, it was a lot of drought. So in Suva, it rained for a whole week while we were there, which was quite confronting. And the fact that in some places in Fiji, such as Suva, you have rain, and it's quite frequent, whereas in other parts of Fiji, they're suffering from drought. Mm-hmm. And we heard from Shavika, a third-year journalism student, that where her parents' village is in Rakiraki, which was extremely affected by Tropical Cyclone Winston, that not only are they suffering from drought, but they're also suffering from severe flooding. So it's that the fact that climate change, with all of the weather patterns, it's intensifying, and it's not just intensifying on one end of the scale. You know, you can have drought one day and flooding the next. It's just unpredictable.
Mm. And there's kind of been a lot of talk recently saying that we're just about, some people have said, or we have just reached kind of that tipping point. What's your kind of opinion on that? Is it too late, or are there things that we can do to reverse these?
I don't think it's too late at all. Like, the science says that if we do quite a few massive changes that we can still save the planet. And I think some people are really doomsday about it. And like, the planet is gonna fully explode. Like, it's a bit extreme, and I think it makes people feel helpless. But there are a lot of steps, and I think they need to start on a governmental level.
Like what? What would be some of those steps?
Well, I can't really talk because I am not a vegetarian, but I guess the meat industry is contributing a lot to climate change. Mm-hmm. So then really needs to be changes within the meat industry.
And we spoke to a lands officer with the Fijian government, Shwali Varo, after he delivered a seminar, and he said that if Fijians complied with building regulations, not having concrete frontages, having enough grass in the front of your yard to absorb excess water, if these sorts of things were followed, very small things that we don't really think about, that is adapting to climate change. And that was very interesting. I'd never heard these sorts of thoughts before. So that was very interesting. And in terms of the relocation process, that is also adapting to climate change. And the Fijian government has got fully behind relocations. The remote village we visited, Tukaraki, in the highlands of Ba, that is the fourth climate change relocation to take place in Fiji, we learnt. And they were not only being relocated due to a fatal landslide in 2012, which killed four of their villages, but also because of the effects from Tropical Cyclone Evan in 2012 and also T.C. Winston in 2016. So the Pacific, they're not the victims of climate change in the sense that they're just letting it happen, they are adapting.
Mm, absolutely. And so what is AUT Pacific Media Centre? What are the next kind of steps in this project for you guys?
So for us, we still have a few stories to finish from our trip. We're working on a feature into the remote village of Tukaraki at the moment. We're also covering a research project on climate change that is occurring between the 12 member states and the Pacific. And
we've also got a documentary coming out, which will be 7 minutes.
That's exciting. About. So what kind of topics does that cover?
So the documentary is just going to be a short little thing about climate change in general in Fiji. So we're going to cover the interviews with the students and the interviews with, you know, government people, and also interviews with the villagers, which is like really touching and emotional as well. So that will be out on the PMC within the next few weeks.
And so that's just up on your website?
Yeah.
Great.
And the mini documentary is planned to push the project further in the future. We're hoping that it's going to run for the next 5 to 10 years and really start to broaden in the Pacific. So it's not just Fiji. You know, students like ourselves, we get to go further afield than just Fiji and the Pacific. We get to visit places like Vanuatu and Kiribati and Tuvalu and really tell these stories.
Absolutely. Thank you both so much for coming in. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
Well, World Press Freedom Day is on Wednesday, and our centre director, Professor David Roby, he is currently in Indonesia, and he is planning to chair some sessions and present some papers on media freedom. And, you know, West Papua is a very big issue with World Press Freedom Day being hosted in Indonesia. So, yeah, just keep an eye on our website, Asia Pacific Report, for all of these stories.
Absolutely. Might come back with some of those stories next week.
Definitely.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Amanda.
That was The Southern Cross.